Okay, I'm going to try him on a different phone. Hi, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. I have no idea what happened.
Me neither.
What was it like on your end?
It just started getting crackly, and then you were gone.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. Well, here I am again.
Me too.
So I just said, is there anybody you want to see in concert?
Is there any? The one I would love to see at this point is, it's an Icelandic group called Sigur Rós. And nobody I know likes them except a friend of mine from Tennessee. So I can never get anybody to go with me. So.
Okay. I thought there was just another group that you like. You just posted a song somewhere in a Facebook thread the other day.
Hollow Coves?
No. It's Beyond the Sea, the Brilliance or something
the
like
Brilliance.
That.
The Brilliance. Oh, yeah. I don't know if they're touring anymore. Yeah,
okay.
They sing the song See the Love, A Prayer for the People. They're really, really good. I would love to see them as well.
All right. Well, none of those are groups we play, but thanks a lot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Probably a lot of the people I would want to see. Grey Havens, which I've recommended repeatedly. I'd love to see them again. Andrew Peterson is fantastic in concert.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
we should have Andrew come. All right,
yeah.
Let's see. So, if you know, we have Champion, led by you with Ludio, the word you created, Love Up, Down, In and Out. That sort of, in some ways, embodies what this 5 minutes is. Because I guess
hope so.
If solving the world 5 minutes, problems of the world 5 minutes at a time has to do with love. And so yesterday, in kind of in passing at the close, I mentioned... just going ahead and, you know, if you have any kind of reaction. I didn't necessarily mean to just yesterday's show, but we did hear from Cody, and I played his comments yesterday, and he basically talks about the fact, hey, he wants to live out the fruits of the Spirit and live out the kingdom. And it feels like, I was thinking to myself, like, he is a Ludio apprentice, right? He's really latched onto this.
Man, that's so wonderful. And... it's a good reminder, actually, for me as well, to kind of make sure I'm turning back to that. You know, the idea of the fruit of the Spirit should increasingly characterize all of us, right? That if we want to grow in goodness and grace, that we begin to look that way. Unfortunately, it seems so often like social media can steer us away from that sort of life.
Yeah. And again, there's a primary election today, and it's 84 days till the general election, and... a lot of times people will comment about political ads and the harshness of it. And even really the comments that are made by various candidates, too, can just damage your soul. I mean, one of my thoughts here since we were last on the air is basically, you know, when Jesus says, you know, don't gain the whole world, lose your soul. Like, what if you tried to save your country but lost your soul? That's the question on my mind this morning.
That is the fear that's on my mind. You know, I think that, you know, regardless of where you're coming from, we can get so wrapped up in the politics, so wrapped up in this us versus them thinking that we lose our way. And I think there's a need for kind of regrounding in remembering who we are and then remembering that love up, down, in, out thing. What does that look like where the rubber meets the road?
And I got to just say, I mean, in the last week in social media, particularly on Facebook, I've been seeing posts from people I know are brothers and sisters in the Lord that I just feel like, wow, I mean, it's just not consistent with who I would think they are or what they're
right.
about, you know?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, anyhow, more to discuss. Let's see. Tomorrow I want to pitch out to you a culture war thing and then Thursday deal with the Chuck DeGroat comment about trauma.
Sure.
So now you got a heads up, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
But, yeah, thanks to Cody and others who are with us on living out the kingdom of God, embracing and growing in the fruit of the Spirit, which seems to be what Jesus championed. All right, there is so much scripture. This next section, it's like climbing a big mountain. It's Acts 5, 33 through 40. So, I don't know, read me a few verses of it.
Sure, I'll read a few. Yeah, it says, okay, when they heard this, the high council was furious and decided to kill them. But one member, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, who was an expert in religious law and respected by all the people, stood up and ordered that the men be sent outside the council chamber for a while. Then he said to his colleagues, "Men of Israel, take care that what you are planning to do to these men. Some time ago, there was a fellow, Theudas, who pretended to be someone great. About 400 others joined him, but he was killed, and all his followers went their various ways. The whole movement came to nothing."
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a good start on that.
All right. And that's through what verse?
That is through verse 36.
All right. All right, so I think we'll just leave it there today.
Sure.
But this is the section where Gamaliel's like, if God is for him, there's no way you can stop him, right?
Right, so, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll leave it there. Have a good day, and live in love, okay?
Yep, talk to you later.
There we go, our buddy Jason Kanz on WWIB. All right, Halvo flying solo with you today. Sam may be in later, maybe afternoon, we'll see. So hope he gets the rest he needs. Mid-mornings with Michelle to follow later this morning. I think Michelle from 9:30 to noon today. So enjoy her. We got people away, you know, enjoying the summer vacation. Dawson's away for a couple of weeks and flew out this morning. And then our own Pat Wall flying across the pond. So with his wife, Anita, and going to team up with son, Josiah. But we've got four things you didn't know yesterday here on WWIB, before I get you back to the tunes with some more great music and lyrics you can trust, we've got Megan Woods on the way. But here's one thing you didn't know yesterday. In 1975, more than a million people bought pet rocks as Christmas gifts. Wow. Yeah. How about that? It was kind of popular back then. Wow. What a way to turn a coin, huh? The average family household has four umbrellas. That's something else you probably didn't know. Third thing you didn't know yesterday, Mercury is the smallest planet in our solar system, may have an 11-mile thick layer of diamonds deep beneath its surface, if we could just get to them.
Hmm.
And finally, the fourth thing you didn't know when you woke up this morning, an elephant can be pregnant for 2 years. Yeah. There you go now. Consider yourself educated. All right, it's time for Tuesday Trivia, 747 and a half, 66 degrees, the WIB wake-up show for this Tuesday, primary election day. Have you been to the polls yet? Do you plan to go? I hope so. All right, polls open until 8 today all across the state. They used to have polls open at different times. I scratched that a long time ago. I said, you know what? Let's make it uniform. We have a question for you and a fantastic prize. Before I get to the question, here's the prize. It is a $50 gift certificate for the Woodshed in Augusta. Yes, quit buying disposable furniture. Take a scenic drive to the Woodshed in Augusta with beautiful craftsman furniture in oak, cherry, maple, pine, elm, and hickory. 25% off all custom furniture the whole month of August. 30% off in-store furniture. Lots of fall home decor. The Woodshed, WI.com. The Woodshed, WI.com. All right, if you haven't won in the last month, you could win this. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Halvo flying solo with you. Caleb due back tomorrow. Sam, hopefully you get the rest he needs to be with us in the noon hour and beyond. But here's the question. The thing that I'm thinking of is something we all do every day. Tell me something we all do every day. And you may give a lot of guesses, and I might tell you that's not what we're looking for, but I'm thinking of something that I think we all, young and old, do every day. There may be more I say as we progress, but we could get this now, or it could take a while. For a $50 gift certificate to the Woodshed in Augusta, tell me something we all do every day. What am I thinking of? 715-723-2555. That's the trivia question. That's the non-Googleable trivia question as I fly solo this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hi, Sherry.
I'm going to say brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Yeah, that is probably something you should do even twice a day, but that is not what I'm looking for. So thank you, Sherry. All right, 723-2555. What am I thinking of that we do every day? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I'm sorry, what was that?
Lena from Prentice.
All right, Lena, turn down your radio and give me your guess.
Is it blink?
Blink. Yeah, we certainly all do that every day, but that is not what I'm thinking of. All right. So, did I give a hint already? I mean, it's just different. I think this came to my attention because, you know, you just basically take things for granted until then all of a sudden if you have any issues or challenges or problems, then you go, wow, that's important. And I just totally take that for granted. And so we have so much to be thankful for, and we just don't get it. So tell me something that we do every day, and you get the right thing. You go with a $50 gift certificate to the Woodshed in Augusta. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Matt from Eau Claire.
Matt, what do we do every day? What am I thinking of?
Breathe.
Breathe. We certainly breathe every day. I love the song from Johnny Diaz by that title, but Matt, that's not what I'm looking for. 723-2555. What is something we do every day that came to my attention within this last month because I had some challenges? Boy, I'm just letting the hints out left and right. And so at least they're hints, at least a little bit. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer again.
All right, Sherry, go for it.
I'm going to say, like, use your phone, technology. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grateful for that.
I thought people would guess things like that, but that is not what I'm looking for. So something we do every day. Are there any more guesses, or are we already pushing off to 8:15? That potentially, and I think this kind of shows where it is something that you just kind of take it for granted. So, wow, a hint right out of the gate. Caleb would say, Helvo, what are you doing? You know, folks, it's a $50 gift certificate for the Woodstead in Augusta, and you're just going to love the scenic drive there. And for Sherry from Bloomer to Augusta with that beautiful Craftsman furniture and oak, cherry, maple, pine, elm, and hickory, 25% off all custom furniture the whole month of August, 30% off in-store furniture, lots of fall home decor, thewoodshedwi.com. All right, I stretched things out a little bit. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I'm sorry. All right.
My answer is Edie.
All right. You're kind of breaking up a little. Give me your name, and you're from Chippewa. All right.
Edie.
All right. What's your guess? We're getting some echo. If you could turn down your radio, that'd be great. But
Eating.
Eating is certainly something we do almost every day unless you're fasting, but that is not what we're looking for. But that's a good guess. All right. So it looks like maybe... Okay, you guys are going to try a couple more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian from Oliva.
All right, Brian.
The ability to walk.
Yeah, the ability to walk is a huge thing. I'm very grateful for it. That's not what I'm looking for here. I could give a gigantic jumbo hint. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike from Stanley on the road.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, is it talk?
We certainly do a lot of talking in radio, don't we?
Yeah, well, I remember you had kind of a cold at one point.
Yeah, I'm actually a very healthy guy, but that's not... Yeah, I have had colds in my life. That's not it, but a couple more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wendy from Chippewa.
All right, Wendy, for a $50 gift certificate to Woodshed, what do we do every day?
We breathe.
We do breathe. That's been guessed. Do you have another guess? I'll give you the Jeopardy music. You have another guess.
Walk?
Did you say walk?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody said that already. All right, thank you. All right, we'll push it off till 8:15. I've got another hint I can think of already that I will drop on you at that time. And again, the $50 gift certificate to the Woodshed in Augusta. Some great stuff from them here. Hey, thanks so much to Frank and Eau Claire. He stopped by, and you know, it's not October Connect Month, but it is Catch and Match, and you can stop in and give your support. You can certainly give financially to WIB Incorporated. I don't know if Frank did that, but he did leave us some homemade zucchini bread, and so good. And Michelle, right out of the gate, made some delicious hot coffee and gave me two buttered pieces of the zucchini bread. And truthfully, I've been trying to eat a little less bread in the last, you know, just starting down that path, which is challenging and bread-related items. But, oh, Frank, so good, so fantastic. Feeling the love today. Thanks so much. All right, round two of trying to give away a $50 gift certificate to the Woodshed in beautiful Augusta. 821, 68 degrees. Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show. Polls have been open for an hour and 21 minutes at your local polling place. You don't know where to vote. You don't know what you're voting on. Just go to myvote.wi.gov. Put in your address. And it'll tell you. Myvote.wi.gov. May have been some changes with your polling place with the redistricting that's gone on. But anyhow, got referendums to vote on today. Polls open until 8 o'clock tonight. All right. So, hey, quit buying disposable furniture. Take a scenic drive to the Woodshed in Augusta with beautiful Craftsman furniture in oak, cherry, maple, pine, elm, and hickory. 25% off all custom furniture the whole month of August. 30% off in-store furniture. Lots of fall home decor. TheWoodshedWI.com. That's TheWoodshedWI.com. Last half hour, asked you a question. I said, what is something we do every day? I gave you a hint even. I said, this is something I had some recent challenges with, and it made me realize, wow, I take that amazing thing for granted. And here's another hint. And we had a bunch of guesses, and I don't have them written down because I'm flying solo and, you know, just trying to take your calls and all that. But if you were listening, you heard the guesses, and among those, I don't know, 8, 10 guesses we had, the correct answer is tangentially related to one of those guesses. Yes, the correct answer is tangentially related to one of the guesses that came earlier. So I'll tell you that for a $50 gift certificate to Woodshed. If you haven't won from us in the last month, you're eligible. 723-2555, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
All right, Paul, give it a go.
Let's go with sleep.
Sleep, yeah, that is something we do every day, and you're going to be cranky if you don't. That's not it. Now, listen, Paul, you're messaging me as well, because when I filled in for Dawson on the drive on Friday, we wrapped up the Backpack to School Challenge, and I was going to get back to you, so let's just do it on the air. It was like, I think we had about, what, $300-some dollars, and you said if six people give whatever, you'd give the rest, right?
Correct.
All right, so I have to still do the math on that because somebody gave like 200, and you said, you know what, it sounded like you were saying six smaller gifts. So let me do the math. I'll get back to you with a number this morning, okay?
That sounds like a plan.
Thanks, Paul. You're the man. 723-2555. You guys rocked the Backpack to School Challenge. More than $19,000. We're still settling on the final numbers, and it'll be later this week before, you know, it's all square. And hopefully if you did pledge something, you did get it in the mail. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You see, they gave away 600 backpacks with school supplies at Valley Vineyard on Sunday, and the distribution continues this week. Mike and Trish Houle and your team at Valley Vineyard, we love you guys. And the We Care Eau Claire, they're packing the backpacks this week. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin in Eau Claire.
Kevin, thanks for waiting for me as I was giving that background. What's your guess?
Is it Daydream?
You do you daydream every day, Kevin?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I hear you. Sometimes I did that in class, you know. That's not the answer we're looking for. All right. You want to do it on the radio, though. You know, you got something to do. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? What's something we do every day?
Hey, Brian from Oliva.
All right, Brian.
I'm guessing you had back problems and you had a hard time putting your shoes on and off.
Yeah, that's a good guess. I have, you know, I have this strange sense of pride that I've never been to a chiropractor, so... And my wife reminds me, yeah, when we had a free visit from someone. Anyhow, she's the one who went. She didn't have the greatest experience. Anyhow, that's not it, Brian. Thanks, but call back 723-2555. All right, guys. Listen, the phone lines are wide open. We can still take some more guesses for the next minute or so. Here it is again. What is something we all do every day? And the correct answer is tangentially related to one of the guests last half hour, about 40 minutes ago. I mean, some of the guesses were like, you know, if I give the guesses, then I want to benefit those who were listening. So it's something tangentially related, particularly to one of the guesses. So what is it? 723-2555, something we do every day. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
No, it's Paul again.
All right, Paul, go ahead.
Let's go. What about eat?
What about eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eat every day. Yeah. You might struggle with that.
All right. So, Paul, that was the guess that the correct answer is tangentially related to. So, with that big hint, go ahead and tell me what is it that I'm thinking more specifically. I'm looking for something more specific.
Snacking.
Ah, that's a good try, but that's not it. So, all right, and you'll understand when I give the correct answer. So, yes, it's related to eating, but it's not snacking. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry?
I'm going to say drink fluids.
Drink fluids, yeah. That's, again, that's not the specific. No, that's not the specific thing I'm looking for, so thank you. It's related to eating, but it's not snacking or specifically drink fluids. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Oliva.
All right, Brian.
You must have had some tooth problems. I bet it was chewing your food.
That's not it either. All right, boy, close. We're kind of circling all around, and we should get the right answer here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wendy from Triple.
All right, Wendy, tell me the right answer.
Chew.
It's not chewing. Sorry. It's not chewing or snacking. It's Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I want you guys to win this.
Ruth from Tony.
All right, Ruth.
I say swallowing.
Swallowing. Could that be what it is? And Ruth, that's it.
Just like that. That's all there is.
I don't know what it was. A couple of weeks ago, all of a sudden, the right side of my throat, it was just like, it was painful, whether it's, again, beverage or food. Not every time, but more often than you'd want. And whoever thinks about swallowing, right? Hello?
Yeah, just so you don't aspirate.
Yeah, right. And so it all worked out about a week ago. I was going to One Fest, and it was just like a little bit of a, I don't know what it was. And it's just, I was walking with my wife into One Fest on Saturday, and the healing began. And so by the time I had my physical last week, I told the doctor it's all trending in the right direction, and I'm doing better this morning than I had been in about 3-plus weeks. So there you go. It's Ruth and Tony, right?
Correct.
Ruth, you got a $50 gift certificate to the Woodshed in Augusta. What do you think about that?
Pretty awesome. Never been there.
I know. All right, hold the line, and we'll get the specifics for you here on WWIB, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Ruth gets it. Yes, swallowing was the correct answer here on WWIB. But thanks to everybody who played along. We were circling all around it, and finally she tapped in the putt to win it here on WWIB. Well, if you caught Sam and I on the WIB Wake Up Show yesterday, at one point, I want to say about 8:15, we were talking about pumpkin spice and a lot of different things on the menu, like 1,000 different pumpkin spice menu additions had been made. And so that popularity, and we kind of gave you a little bit of the history on the pumpkin spice latte. Well, turns out this morning, the question is pumpkin spice's reign over? Yeah. Here's the deal. Probably not, but a survey of U.S. adults reveals that 58% believe that there are better unsung heroes during the fall season. In fact, I think Sam and I were talking some, and I don't know, given the choice, I think both of us, it was like apple or pumpkin spice, and I think we're both opting apple. But anyhow, nonetheless, 45% of the respondents find themselves tired of the basic pumpkin spice flavors. Now, again, Sam and I are in a lot of agreement. Pumpkin pie with a little whipped cream. Uh-huh. Thank you. But here's the deal. If we kick pumpkin spice to the curb, what would be elevated as our most important fall flavor? Results revealed that cinnamon, 39%, 37% say salted caramel, and 36% candy apple. All ranked above pumpkin spice in terms of favorite fall flavors. So there you go. Also, we did throw it out earlier this morning asking you, is there a particular artist, in addition to We the Kingdom or Josiah Queen, that you'd want to see at One Fest 2025 in Cadott at the Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds? And Mike in La Crosse said he'd love to see Michael W. Smith come there. So, all right, Mike's got a big birthday coming up on Friday, and I think a wake-up call may be in line for us.